Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 31, found in Grade 7, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 31 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 31. In this question, the student is given a table and then asked to list all the possible ways a sandwich can be made using one type of bread and one main ingredient. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is that there are 12 possible combinations of bread and ingredients. Any clear indication of these combinations would be acceptable, such as using the initials of each bread or ingredient, or writing out the names of the bread and ingredients. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has listed correctly all combinations of bread and ingredients. Note that the student has also included the number of combinations, but this is not necessary to earn full credit. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. All combinations of sandwiches are listed. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. On the ruled lines, the student has provided only the number of sandwiches, not the different types. Note that the student has written more specific information near the table. This paper is an example of Scoring Policy 9, which states that in questions with ruled lines for explanations, work shown elsewhere on the page may only be considered if the student explicitly indicates the work is part of the answer. Since this student did not make such an indication, the information near the table cannot be considered. Therefore, this response is only partially correct. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 1 response. The representation of the combinations in this response is not clear enough. If lines had been drawn under the bread choices to indicate they were column headers, this response would have received full credit. The fifth guide paper, which is the last guide paper for this question, is a score point 0. Simply matching a type of bread to one ingredient for 4 combinations is not enough to demonstrate understanding of the task, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 31, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 31. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 1. This student has provided 2 correct ways to list the possible combinations. Either list would have been enough to receive full credit. This response earns a score of 2. In Practice Set 2, we find a partially correct response. As with the fourth guide paper, the list provided in this response is not presented clearly enough to receive full credit. Therefore, this response only receives a score of 1. Next is Practice Set 3. This paper is similar to Practice Set 2. However, in this response, it is easier to see that each bread choice is being used with all 4 ingredients. This complete and correct response earns a score of 2. Let's move on to Practice Set 4. This response is only partially correct. Although we have seen papers in which all the combinations are listed and are correct, the way the combinations are written in this paper makes it appear that there are 24 possible combinations instead of only 12 combinations. Note that this paper can be compared to Practice Set 1 for clarification. This response receives a score of 1. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 5. In this paper, the student has listed only 1 type of bread with the 4 different ingredients, which is sufficient for partial credit. This paper receives a score of 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.